Betsy J. Green has been a writer for more than 27 years, and I printed this up, I think, when she was on in 2021, so we'll have to confirm the number of years. As a freelancer, she contributed to articles to newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and abroad. She specializes in writing about local history, architecture, and the environment. She researched and wrote about the history of more than 85 homes, responsible for nominating 5 properties to the National Register of Historic Places. She began as an editor at Reader's Digest and World Book Encyclopedia before switching to freelance writing and publishing. She's made Santa Barbara her home and has been writing about history here in Santa Barbara. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Betsy J. Green.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's good to be back.
The first time you were here, I asked you if the pizza was better in Chicago or New Jersey, and because you lived in both places. Have you tried the new pizza place at 233 West Montecito Street called Rossi Pizza?
No, I haven't. Do you recommend it?
I haven't tried it yet. I've seen pictures. Okay. My buddy liked it a lot. It's huge. The guy is from New York. He worked in the city. And he's trying to make New York style pizza, so I'm dying to try it. It's huge. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but so the 100th anniversary of the 2025 earthquake. Originally, we were going to have you on, I think, a day after. What was the date? June?
The date, June 29, 1925.
Did you write an article about that, that was talking about the people in the Hotel California? Some guy ran out in his bathrobe or something. Was that your article?
Yes. I concentrated, and in my book, I cover the whole year, but of course the earthquake is the most important part. But I concentrated on people's stories. I really looked for those. I found about 60 stories from people, quotes from people who were there at the time. To me, that's the biggest question. What did it feel like?
When you say in my book, which book are we talking about?
This is Way Back When, Santa Barbara in 1925. The best stories of the year. So I've done 6 or 7 books in the Way Back When series, but this one is for 1925, the earthquake year.
I remember you did 1924. That was the year my mom was born, and it was mm-hmm. interesting flashing through that. So 60 stories, people. So there was just everyday people staying at that hotel. That was a shocker. So I think he somehow hitched a ride. They just wanted to get out of Santa Barbara. I don't know what they were thinking, that it was going to be multiple earthquakes.
Well, now we know that you know, the earthquakes were basically from about 6:45 a.m. to 7 a.m., and that was the worst. But when it's happening, you don't know. And you don't know if, you know, the really, really big one is coming. So people were nervous, obviously, and I have a lot of stories of people running out of their houses, ladies in their homes saying, okay, I ran out of the house. I could hear the books falling off the bookcase upstairs. The jars of jelly were smashing in the pantry, and I had to step over things in order to get out the front door. A few people are in office buildings. Now, it happened at about 6:45. So we were very lucky in that respect, the timing, in a number of ways. So it was 6:45 in the morning. So most people were home. It was the end of June, so kids were home. Kids were not in school. There were a few people killed by falling debris. But in general, we were fairly lucky. Obviously, there were 11 people who died. But it could have happened, you know, in February during rainy weather. And if we had to have an earthquake, that would have been a good time. And it was.
Right. Early in the morning. And am I correct? I've always read that predominantly it was the commercial buildings that failed the most. And is that where people died, or were there some people that died in their homes?
Most of the people who died were along State Street. There were a couple of them who died in the Arlington Hotel, which partially collapsed in the quake. Others were killed by debris. Some were just sitting in their cars on the side of the road on State Street. The worst damage seems to have been along State Street. They think now that the epicenter was actually out in the channel somewhere and then traveled inward toward Santa Barbara. In fact, a couple of people who were out at the time said they saw building after building after building fall down on State Street as the shock wave moved up the street. But wow. The older buildings on State Street were the worst hit. People's homes, which were generally one-story frame construction, wiggled a little bit, but were not severely damaged, except for the chimneys. The brick chimneys, someone drove around Santa Barbara after the quake and said, I didn't see a single chimney that was standing. So one of the problems after the quake was food, cooking. People did not want to use their stoves. So fortunately, you know, after doing all this research, I feel a lot more relaxed about the big one, should it ever happen to me. I've been through a couple of minor earthquakes, but I always wondered about the big one. But when the big one hit Santa Barbara, within hours of the earthquake, Salvation Army and other community groups were in De La Guerra Plaza serving hot coffee and sandwiches. The mayor here asked the mayor of Los Angeles for some food, and they sent us, I think, 8,000 loaves of bread and some milk and some cooked food. The response was just amazing, both on the city level and on the personal level. A lot of people took the bricks from their fallen chimney and assembled a barbecue and made food for themselves and their friends and their neighbors. There was a lot of community helping each other.
What about the utilities, like electric and gas?
That is a good question. Now, in 1906, there was a big earthquake in San Francisco, and we learned from that. So as soon as our earthquake hit, the three men, they called them the three heroes, shut off the gas, the electricity, and the water. So we didn't have fires from gas, which was the big problem in San Francisco. We didn't have electrocutions from downed wires. And we didn't have flooding from broken water pipes. So we were very fortunate in that respect.
It's a good thing we didn't have fires because we didn't have the water.
Right, right. So because we had no electricity, we had no telephones, and so we had no way of getting the word out. So three or four guys who were amateur radio operators went to State Street and raided an electrical store and got the parts for a amateur radio and a battery and set things up on a table in the middle of State Street so they wouldn't get hit by debris, and sent out an SOS, which was picked up by a ship that was out in the channel, which then notified the Navy in San Diego. And apparently within hours, there were Marines here in Santa Barbara. They camped at Peabody Stadium and wandered around the streets looking official. But they really didn't have a lot of problems with robberies or looting or crime or whatever. So after a couple of weeks, they just went back home. Things were fairly calm here. That was one thing that surprised a number of the people who reported on the quake.
I like the way... Now, when you say amateur, I guess you're talking about ham radio?
Yes. Yeah, ham actually comes from amateur, hamateur. It's a British term.
Oh, a hamateur, mm-hmm. like Hamaka and Schlemmer. My cousin Freddie has been a ham radio activist for forever. He's a couple years older than I am, and he's still using it and still involved with it. My guest, Betsy J. Green, we're talking about, I guess it's part of her book, Way Back When, for the year 1925, and covering the June 1925 100th anniversary. Good timing, like you said, early in the morning, schools were not occupied. Did schools fall down?
There were some damages, yes. One of the problems in general in architecture, when people move to a new location, they bring their ideas of architecture with them. So a lot of the buildings built here in the 1800s were built by people from back east, Chicago, New York, and they built buildings, you know, the way they were used to, and they were not thinking of earthquakes.
I like the way you threw in that dialect. When I first came here from New York, I didn't live in the city, but It wasn't until I was a communication studies major at UCSB and I took phonetics that I really focused in on my speech and dialect, because people, you know, Mark Schneidman, your name is Marsh? Marsh Heidman? No, Marsh Schneidman. So that's now I intentionally give a great pregnant pause between Mark and Schneidman. You said something kind of offhanded, and I wanted to follow up on it. You said now, when if you happen to be, if you have to experience the big one, you feel a lot more comfortable or at peace. What did you mean by that?
Well, I have been through a couple of minor earthquakes, and I wondered, you know, when the big one hits, will people go nuts? Will it be chaos and mayhem? But at least here in Santa Barbara, people acted pretty calmly. One person said it seemed they acted like soldiers under fire. It's just like, we know something's happening and we're going to deal with it, and that's it.
And, you know, sadly, the commentary today is, you said there was no looting. Boy, today, you know, the most minor event happens and then suddenly people are out looting. It's horrible.
Well, about the only instance of looting that I heard of, and I'm researching Santa Barbara in 1926, but apparently in 1926, the Arlington Hotel, which had fallen down in the earthquake, the ruins were still sitting there and hadn't been cleared up yet. And someone went into the ruins of the Arlington Hotel and was stealing the bathtubs. Apparently they were worth something.
It's funny. I thought you were going to say they were stealing the copper, but maybe they weren't using copper back in 1926. Yeah, that is an odd story with the Arlington. What happened first? They had a fire, so then they put a water tower on top, and then during the earthquake, the water tower just helped destroy the Arlington. Was that the
right? That was the second version of the Arlington Hotel. They had a fire previously, and the hotel had burned down. And so when they rebuilt the hotel, they put a nice big water tank up on top. So that's what sort of fell down during the earthquake and killed two of the guests there.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Gee, that's a lot of weight and a lot of issues. Okay, so the book is Way Back When in 1925, and it's Betsy J. Green. You got a few books. I know the first came on. We talked about the movies and Million Dollar Mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... I think when you first came on, we talked about 1918, 1919, how the Spanish flu impacted Santa Barbara. Yeah, mm-hmm. We were just doing our COVID. So a lot of books. Betsy J. Green, a book sold locally in addition to probably Amazon? Or
yes, you can find them at Chaucer's, the Historical Museum, the Macer Bookshop. I've signed all of the books in the local bookshops here, so I encourage people to shop locally. But of course, there is the almighty Amazon.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Before you came on, I mentioned to you about De La Guerra Plaza. I hate change. I love history. I love things to stay the same. And you had some interesting comments about De La Guerra Plaza from the very beginning, which is, that's over 100 years old, right?
Well, 100 years or so ago, there was a building there. City Hall used to be smack in the middle of what is now De La Guerra Plaza. And that was taken down in about 1924 or so when the current City Hall was built. So then that was one of the problems. That's really when the problems began of what shall we do with De La Guerra Plaza. So there were a number of ideas in terms of landscaping and access, and should we have parking, or should cars drive around, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, what goes around comes around. We're sort of still thinking about that today.
Still haven't figured it out. I guess it was a blessing. I don't know what the old City Hall was made out of, but the new City Hall built in 1924, did that have any damage from the earthquake?
No, that didn't. In general, things that were built after the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco were built with earthquakes in mind, particularly here so in Santa Barbara. And so when after the earthquake happened, people pointed around and said, look, the City Hall is fine, the newspaper building is fine, the Lobero is fine, the Granada is fine, you know, let's rebuild Santa Barbara in a safe way and in an architecturally interesting way as well.
Right. Well, we didn't get into that whole history with, who was the woman that kind of made that all famous?
Oh, Pearl Chase.
Pearl Chase.
Pearl Chase and Bernard Hoffman, yes.
Yeah, what an impact.
They were ready before the earthquake, and then the earthquake came, and it's almost like someone said, why is there never an earthquake around when you really need one? Well, boy, we got one, and they knew exactly what to do. I don't think they planned it, but they certainly took advantage of it.
What I don't understand is with Santa Barbara, the history of Santa Barbara, Pearl Chase, you know, we have these architectural committees and review boards. I don't understand how De La Guerra Plaza, with those two historical buildings sitting there, the News Press building and City Hall, and you just have pictures of horse-drawn carriages, and it was just a little plaza. And they want to just, you know, pave paradise and put up just all these weird ideas. Why are they doing this? I mean, is that going to get off the ground ever?
I don't know. But before the City Hall was there, back in the early days when the De La Guerras were living there, it was basically used as a party ground. In the 1800s, when Richard Henry Dana wrote about 2 years before the mast, he attended a wedding. One of the De La Guerra daughters married one of his shipmates. And he talked about the wedding party, and it was in the fiesta. The party was held in De La Guerra Plaza. There were apparently tents, and people partied and played guitars and danced and waltzed for days and days. So it was a party ground.
I didn't go downtown for this year's fiesta. Do they still use De La Guerra Plaza for that?
Well, the fiesta hasn't happened yet. That's in August, so you're safe.
Let me rephrase that. I won't be going down to Fiesta, coming up Fiesta. Are they going to still have that in De La Guerra Plaza?
I don't know. They haven't asked me.
I don't know. There.
Yes, last year was the 100th anniversary of Fiesta. Fiesta started because the Libero Theater opened up in 1924. And they were so happy they had a big Fiesta, and they liked the Fiesta so much they just kept it going.
My Uncle Joe and Uncle Sid were in the 1931 Fiesta Parade. I have a picture of them. They hitchhiked from Brooklyn, and they ended up in Santa Barbara, and he was dressed as Davy Crockett or something. Uncle Joe was. I don't think Uncle Sid was on the curb somewhere. But So I hope we can just leave De La Guerra alone. And as someone who's jumping into Santa Barbara history, what do you make of the state of State Street being closed?
I'm very unhappy with State Street being closed and the parklets that are being built. I think the parklets hide the architecture, which is one of my pet loves of Santa Barbara and one of the reasons why people come to Santa Barbara is to look at the architecture. I think the bicycles on State Street discouraged pedestrians. I don't think bicycles and pedestrians can mix. So I would be in favor of getting rid of the bicycles, maybe just make it pedestrians. I don't know if that would work, but I put the bicycles on another street and let the walkers have some safety. I've almost been run down by bicycles riding along the sidewalk here. Let's keep the bicycles in their own space.
Yeah. You know, I fully support outdoor dining. There's been some architects who have presented ways, even though the sidewalks are huge, spent all this money on these beautiful brick sidewalks, there's ways to take out some shrubbery and benches or whatever. You could have all the outdoor dining on the sidewalk. You can go back to bike lanes up and down State Street. And you know what? No one's ever said that one remark you made about the visual impact. My buddy, who I met in 1977 at UCSB, came to Santa Barbara. He didn't even recognize State Street. I don't want to go down there. I love some of the restaurants down there. I don't even feel like going down there anymore. But let's hope they change that. Okay, my guest has been Betsy J. Green. Book Way Back When from 1925 covers the earthquake, various books. movies and Million Dollar Mansions and others. You can buy them locally, signed copies. Betsy J. Green, thanks again. And let me know if you try Rozzi's Pizza before I do. If I try it, I'll let you know.
I will. And don't forget to mention that I write the great House Detective column for The Independent.
Oh, yes, yes. The great House Detective for The Independent. And also columns for Ed Hat. So you're all over the map.
Yes.
The great House Detective. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Talk to you again. Bye for now. Betsy J. Green. What does the J stand for? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.